We are back. Again, thank everybody for being here. It's a great opportunity for us to recognize the Classified Employee of the Year and see a lot of old faces that we haven't seen in a while. So with that, we are going to go on with the meeting. I have nothing more to report. Board of Education reports. Go ahead. Do you have anything? Ms. Shoemaker?
Board of Education reports. Okay, I wanted to report that Mr. Flowers and I did a really, really good tour of San Jose. That went really well in acquainting him with our charter school in the district. Met with students at Coronado to discuss their poetry slam. This is for each of you. And they're going to put that on hold. We discussed poetry slam and Freedom Writers. We met with the subcommittee for the city of West Covina, and we'll talk about that in discussion because it's a little lengthier. The East San Gabriel Valley ROP Merit Scholar Awards took place, and I'm really, really pleased. The Merit Scholar is the highest scholar that the East San Gabriel Valley ROP gives, and we did have one student, Vanessa Galvan, from our district from West Covina High School, get that award. And in addition, there was a counselor award winner, and that was Miguel Hernandez from Coronado High School. Miss Ohanian had recommended him. There were a few other awards that were given, but in the interest of time, but those were the biggies. So it was really good to see our district represented. There wasn't one automatically given to every district. It was completely based on merit. The GATE competition took place last week on Thursday, and congratulations to Edgewood. They came in first. All the students did a phenomenal job. Phenomenal job. And also congratulations to Edgewood for hosting it. You walked in over a bridge. They completely transformed the media center. So hats off to the staff over at Edgewood who took that time. And I just passed out to my colleagues. I participated in the May 9th CSBA Legislative Action Day. And what I passed out to you are the positions that CSBA has taken. And so we were advocating up and down the state, all the delegates. So it wasn't – I met locally here with Dr. Ed. There were others who met with Assemblymember Hernandez. And we had all of our bases covered. So that went really well. So I just wanted you all to be familiar with what we were advocating on behalf of. And then congratulations to West Cove last night for an excellent open house. The teachers did an amazing job. It was really good to see West Cove, see it come alive. Mr. Flowers and I were there together. So that was it for my report.
Mr. Flowers.
Yes, I'd like to acknowledge what Arlene said. Last week I got to visit Monte Vista, and I had a wonderful time there. Thank you so much. And awesome school. And I also got to visit last night. We visited West Cove, and very impressed with what's going on there also. It's in my neighborhood, so I was very, very impressed. And also the GATE program. My goodness. They had four top winners, but all teams were winners there, as far as I'm concerned. I'm truly, truly amazed how great our students have become and are becoming. And great props to Edgewood for what they're doing, for hosting it also. And I just look forward to tomorrow night, trying to get to Coronado and California tomorrow if it's possible. Mm-hmm. That's it for me.
Very good. Student representative report, please.
Coronado High School. The 24th annual Mother's Day celebration was hosted by Mrs. Spicer's Cal Safe program. It was very well attended by students, staff, and alumni. Awards night is tomorrow at 6 p.m. in our cafeteria. Everyone is invited. KC testing today and tomorrow for the last time this school year. Our soccer team is winding down a very successful season. Our end of the year barbecue is scheduled for Tuesday, May 27th. Coronado was honored last Tuesday by the West Covina City Council for receiving model school status. Edgewood High School. The results are in, and we are excited to announce that for the third consecutive year, our sophomores did a fantastic job on the KC. Math passage rate of 94.6% and English passage rate of 93.5%. We will celebrate by putting Mr. Trovatore in a dunk tank on Friday, May 30 at 11:30. Everyone is invited. Don't miss the fun. We are in our second week of IB testing this week. Juniors and seniors are taking a total of 699 individual IB tests. Prom was an evening to remember at the Santa Anita Racetrack. 250 students attended, and a fantastic night was enjoyed by all. Band will hold their end-of-the-year concert on Wednesday, May 14th at 7 o'clock. Yearbook will host a preview party on Thursday, May 15th after school. On Friday, May 16th, ASB will host a senior college rally. At that time, we will celebrate our seniors, hold an installation of officers ceremony for the new ASB, and announce our school's first valedictorian and salutatorian. All are welcome to join us. The rally will take place at 9:20 in the gym. Interact is fielding the largest Relay for Life team to date. There is time to join us and support the American Cancer Society. We are looking forward to our first graduation and all of the exciting events that go along with it. It has been a great year at Edgewood. West Covina High School. West Covina High School continues to be a hive of activity. This is our second week of AP testing. Over the course of the two-week testing period, we will have administered about 1,000 AP tests. We are very proud that our students are exposing themselves to college-level rigor through the AP examination process. This week is also our last administration of the KC for the 2013-2014 school year. We have received preliminary results from our March KC administration and are pleased that we continue to maintain high pass and proficiency rates. We are also very proud to once again have been awarded a silver medal by U.S. News and World Reports as one of the top high schools in the U.S. We are ranked number 1,329 in the nation and number 289 in California for our academic achievement. This is truly an acknowledgement of the hard work of our students and staff. We are also thankful of the support from our board and district office. Please keep the following dates in mind as you are all welcome to join us for our year in celebration of our senior class. Senior awards are Thursday, May 22nd at 6 p.m. in our gym. Baccalaureate is May 24th at Bethany Baptist Church at 11 a.m. And commencement is on May 29th at Thyberg Field at 7 o'clock p.m. Finally, if you have not done so, please stop by our school and check out our solar boat. Our team conducted a field test and the boat ran smoothly. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, the next item is items from the floor and public comment. Is there anybody that would like to address the board at this time? Seeing none, we'll go on with our business session and the approval of the agenda and consent items. Ms. Shoemaker?
Can we add 3, 4, 5, and 6?
3.
5, not 6. I had a quick question on 3.
On 3? Okay, so not 3.
Not 6.
4 and 5.
4.
5 and 1.
5.
And then I'd like to remove 26.
Remove 26?
Yes.
And did you want to?
Yes. Okay. I am feeling very ill at this moment, so I'd like, if possible, to move 12, 18, 19, and 26 up in the agenda to before number 10.
Yes.
So that that will basically leave information reports.
Hang on. So that's 12, 18, 19, and 26 before
number
item 10?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else? So I have, we'll put on consent 4 and 5. After item 9, we will consider items 12, 18, 19, and 26. And that is it. May I have a motion, please?
I'll move it.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Next item on the agenda is the revision of board policy, item number 3. Ms. Polis? Take your time.
Maybe number 3. I'm just wanting to. On page 3EE, but I.
I'm sorry. I've been in medical for myself and my mother. We've been in medical appointments and for the last 3 weeks. So I didn't mark this well, but there was one of. Is this for first reading?
Yes.
Okay, I will save it for second reading. But there was one. It was just a very difficult paragraph to read. And I was just wondering, I think it was four lines long, and there wasn't any commas or periods. And I read it three times, and I wasn't sure exactly what it meant. So I'll tell you.
Take your time, find it, read it, and then share it with superintendent.
And then we'll discuss it.
And then point it out to us.
Okay.
Or just do it through a
update. Okay.
And that changes.
Okay.
All right. Anything else on this item? Is there a motion, please?
I'll move.
It's been moved by Jessica Shoemaker, seconded by Mike Flowers. Any objections? Motion is so ordered. Hearing none, motion so ordered. Item number 4 is on consent. Item number 5 is on consent. Item number 6.
I'll move item number 6.
Okay. Is there a second? I will second it. Is there any comment, questions, comments? It's been moved by Jessica Shoemaker, seconded by Steve Cox. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Is that 4-1? Apparently so. Motion passes 4-1 with Eileen Miranda Jimenez voting no. Seven, 8, 9. All right. Item number 12 is the results of the Cortez renaming committee. See any of my Cortez neighbors here? So. Okay, hang on. Do you? You want to like say something about it? Talk about the process a little bit?
Yeah. So following the appointment at the last meeting, we met with the members that you approved, and we went through and looked at everything from the local geography of the area, the surrounding streets. We took the board's recommendation that history had indicated that oftentimes our schools were named after streets. We looked at local area history. We talked about what kinds of things the school was going to encounter, what we were doing by taking the school back, and what we were trying to achieve with the renaming. We had members of the special education department as well as special education parents. Even some of the community members that were suggested by the board are also special education parents who live in the local area. And they all felt, after we examined the different names and took different strategy votes, that, first of all, Academy fit because it's a school with unique and special concerns, and that would be this situation. And then they came up with these three names. So we brought forward as per board policy three names for you to choose from.
Any other comments?
I wanted to suggest the Lolly Bergman Academy.
That's nice. Anybody else?
Anybody else?
I would suggest, for me, I would like Rio Verde Academy because our schools are named after the streets they're on. I knew and respected Lolly Bergman, and she was at meetings my entire high school career, and people recognize her, but that's not how we usually name schools, and I think West Covina Academy is just too broad.
And myself, I looked at it, and I'm with Jessica. I like Rio Verde Academy also. I looked at West Covina Academy, they have West Covina and Los Bergman. So I'm just going to say I like Rio Verde Academy.
I love Lolly Bergman. I respect Lolly Bergman. She made a big difference for this community, and especially for students with special needs. It's difficult to, there are so many people who've made positive contributions to our district, it's hard to single one person out, although she'll always come to mind for me, and it will be difficult not for me to single her out. because she made such a difference for me personally. As a parent of a special needs child, kind of got me through the ropes my first few years of being a school board member. She knew the ins and outs. So it's hard for me not to say Lolly Bergman. I just have to put that out there because when I saw her name, my heart just filled that people respected her enough to put her name forward. I know in the future, hopefully there'll be other people that can almost live up to Lolly Bergman, and we won't have a school to name after them. What we did decide to do when people came forward in the past is if they wanted to have a memorial of a school, to come forward with a team, talk about what that looks like and then how they are going to sustain that. So if it was going to be a field, if it was going to be a garden, that they wanted something to be named after, to come out with a plan. I think that was an excellent way for us to make sure that people are remembered in our district for all of the wonderful things they do. So I would be happy to start something like that for Lolly if there's an interest. But otherwise, I think to go with our tradition of naming it for the streets. But if there are people here who want to move forward with Lolly, maybe a memorial garden. I know she loved gardens. And maybe with a little statue of children playing. I would love to work on something like that. So the Rio Verde Academy is what I'll be voting for tonight, but with a special thanks to Lolly.
Well, I have a little bit of a different opinion about Lolly. But I did tremendously respect her, and I'll share one little quick little thing with Lolly since we're on that thing. And I, this would have been in July of 1993, or somewhere thereabouts. I got appointed to the district's technology committee, and budget and all this other stuff. So Lolly effectively, in her way, grabbed me by the shirt and said, "Come here, I want to tell you about this stuff." And so I walked with her through her office. If you can imagine what that was like, it was, my God. Well, Lolly hoarded things, and she didn't throw much stuff away. But she did have that pathway back to her desk, and we sat and talked about the budget and technology and all of these things back over 20 years ago. And, like I said, I maybe share a little bit of a different opinion, but I did certainly respect Lolly. Didn't know her so well enough to really make this comment, but I'm not quite so sure she would have liked the idea of her school being named after her, because there were so many people through that whole process that she could have done over those years, and I just don't think that would have been something that she would have approved of. But what we're all missing, and the reason why I asked Forrest Wilkins to be part of this process, is the institutional understanding of the history of the Covina Unified School District and the West Covina Unified School District and the merging of the schools and the movement of the schools and what the history was of Cortez School. And for somebody who lived and participated in West Covina Recreation, intramural programs for almost my entire childhood, Cortez School is a special place. And I wanted that recognition of Cortez School to be recognized. But unfortunately, in this process, the committee effectively thought that, well, perhaps it's time to move on and consider something different, especially because of the nature of the school and an opportunity to take this new direction with meeting the needs of our special education students, that perhaps with that we start with something new. And so if it's not Cortez on the one side,
then it's got to be Rio Verde on the other side. And I tend to go with the Rio Verde Academy. So with that, I'll okay. accept a nomination for
Rio Verde Academy.
Okay. This is
number 10. I'll second it.
12, got it. Thank you. I'm sorry, what?
I'll second it.
Moved by Jessica Shoemaker, seconded by Eileen Miranda Jimenez to select the name of Rio Verde Academy to replace the name of Cortez School. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Next item is item number 18, the proposed job descriptions. Do you want to discuss or you want to just move?
For me, this is for first and second reading, and we have a proposed job description for Chief Facilities Officer and one for Chief Fiscal Officer, and quite frankly, we're adopting names from the business world, and I feel that having Chief Facilities Officer will confuse people when it comes to Assistant Superintendent Business Services, who's our CBO, Chief Business Officer. And so I would recommend just changing the name to something like Chief Facilities Director.
Sure.
And then
Chief Facilities. Okay.
And then we also have a Chief Fiscal Officer. And so originally I thought about maybe just changing it to Chief Fiscal Director, but then we have two positions with the same initials. So I was thinking maybe something like Chief Fiscal Executive. And so those are my only concerns on any of those items.
Anything else? This is just for first. Oh, this is for first and second reading. Okay.
I don't have a problem with either of them.
Yeah, I'm of the inclination of director over officer. Ms. Shoemaker and I were talking over here, and I was saying that in the nonprofit world and in the education world, they're starting to adopt a lot of what's going on in corporate America, and so you don't see these delineations anymore where it was so much easier. But my question was my understanding when I first came to the district that it was our assistant superintendents and then it was our directors. So I wasn't clear why they couldn't be called directors. So maybe you all can help me with that, because to me, director seems appropriate. Because next in line would be assistant soups, and they're here.
Justin, you said you like a chief
physical chief facilities
director
and a chief fiscal executive.
Correct. And my question was, can they be directors?
Chief.
No, then it'd be the same initials.
So
let's
same
just
initials.
Change. It won't matter.
Chief Facilities Director and Chief Fiscal Executive.
See if
you are with that?
Same.
Okay. All right. Is there a motion for those that was as Ms. Shoemaker recommended?
I'll move it.
I'll second it. It's been moved and seconded to approve. For first and second reading, the proposed revised descriptions for the positions listed, with the exception of renaming the Chief Facilities Officer to the Chief Facilities Director and the Chief Fiscal Officer to the Chief Fiscal Executive. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries 5-0. Item number 19 is the appointment of administrative positions. Of the administrative position, excuse me, at West Covina High School. Yes. Mrs. Kaplan?
Yes, I'm sorry. I was asked a question. We had a very thorough process. We had about 30-some-odd applicants apply. We interviewed 7 applicants. We met with our parents at West Covina High School, our students at West Covina High School, and our teachers of West Covina High School to get a sense of what each stakeholder was looking for in the principal, and they gave us a list, and really the 3 lists were very similar, really came together in terms of what they were looking for. 4 applicants were sent to the cabinet level, where our cabinet interviewed the 4 applicants, and I'm very proud to recommend tonight for the principal of West Covina High School, Mark Trevatore. He He started out in our district as a dean of the high school. Mm-hmm. He was promoted to AP, assistant principal of Holland Crest. He was then promoted to principal of Edgewood Middle School. And then what led the whole process of building the new Edgewood High School and IB High School. He has the opportunity now to take all that he's learned and spread his passion for his students, his tremendous support for all staff, and his collaborative style with parents, and I think he's an excellent choice for West Covina High School.
Any comments, questions?
I like to approve your suggestion. They mark the
you'll be missed at Edgewood.
Yeah.
You will.
I'm excited about this. I'm really thrilled that he will be over at West Covina High School because he's done an excellent job at Edgewood. He's a tremendous leader. I've heard it from teachers, from students, from parents, everywhere. So he will, I know, be missed at Edgewood, but a tremendous asset at West Covina High. I'll be happy to move this.
Can we add that
thrilled.
He put in his application?
Oh, yes. He did put in the application. For everybody to know that he is ready for the next move in his career. He loves Edgewood Middle School and High School and is excited about being in the district to be here to continue to support the growth. He would never have considered moving until his seniors graduated. That was a commitment that he made to the school that he wanted to see those seniors graduate, and they have, and he's ready for his next challenge. Thank you for reminding me to say that.
Yeah. This,
I see Edgewood staff here, so I wanted to make sure that they knew that we weren't actively recruiting somebody away from them by giving somebody an opportunity who put their application in. And and I will second that, knowing that.
Right. It's moved and moved by Lynn Miranda Jimenez and seconded by Cami Polis to approve the superintendent's recommendation and appoint the position of principal West Covina High School effective 2014-2015 school year to Mark Trovatore. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes 5-0.
And just to let our Edgewood Middle School friends who are here right now, our goal is to go through the same kind of process for Edgewood. We will be meeting with staff, we'll be meeting with students, we'll be meeting with parents. And when I say staff, both classified and certificated staff, to find out what your needs are.
I volunteer. No, I'd like to be on that committee, please.
Well, everybody will be involved in that, and then we'll pick a committee. But we will follow the same process. It's really worked for all of others. So just please bring back to your colleagues that we really want your input and we want to find the best leader, and also to bring back to your colleagues that last week the board did agree to an associate principal for the middle school, so there's another level there as well. Okay.
Be happy to I will pass that on.
Okay. Thank you.
Next item.
Mind you, if we excuse ourselves, because
okay.
we haven't gotten our grub yet.
Okay.
I will happily pass on the
We will be, Mr. Seaman will be setting up appointments to be meeting
okay.
with you.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
Enjoy your dinner.
Enjoy.
By the way, you made a great choice for West Covina High School. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We agree.
Mm-hmm. Just on a side note, how will the student, the parents, and the staff be informed of the decision right away?
Tomorrow I'm going to. Mr. Trovatore is planning something at his side, and then I will be also. We've got that.
The student was gone, so I was going to see what her reaction was. But she is graduating.
No, we've got a communication plan. We were just waiting for approval from the board.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. The next item on the agenda is item number 16, pulled off of consent by Ms. Shoemaker. I'm sorry?
26.
I thought that's what I said. 26 for professional services.
Okay, I will move approving the contracts for Lozano Smith, Public Agency Law Group, and Adolf Siemba. I would just like to vote on Atkinson separately.
Is there a second for that motion?
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the renewal of professional services for Lozano Smith, Public Agency Law Group, and Adolf
Zimbia AIA and Associates. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Regarding the contract for Atkinson, Anderson, Loya, Rudd, and Romo, is there a second?
Can we ask
a motion,
can
please?
Can there be some just discussion?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just wondering why we needed so many different attorneys. Because when you're looking at it, there was overlap in what they said they were going to do for us. So, and I know they specialize and we were going to use specific groups, but in the contracts with them,
The contract is wide, but currently the way we use the two attorneys, we use personnel with Lozano Smith, Damian Camilla, and we use Sunday Johnson for our special ed with Atkinson. Those are the kind of the direction that we're going with.
And then the other two?
Those are...
The other one was Public Law Agency Group. Yeah, we use them with our facilities projects and with the lease-back process going on at Cortez. They seem to be more specialized in facility law.
So in that, and lease-back is new, so they specialize in that, and that's why
yes.
We chose them?
We have used them in the past for any facility, when we have anything involving contractors or facility issues. We use them. They specialize in that.
And do they do they have a special expertise? Because we've never done lease back before.
Mm-hmm.
So do they have a special expertise?
Special expertise is in facilities and contract that law, and they are knowledgeable of lease back.
For school districts.
And they're knowledgeable.
School districts.
On,
yeah.
Yeah. I just since
we've been using
new to
them.
Us, I just wanted mm-hmm. to make sure one of our attorneys did that, since we have three to choose from.
And the reason I asked for Atkinson to be separate is twofold. One, in reviewing their contract, the other attorneys bill us on 6-minute increments, which is the standard in the legal field. Atkinson's contract bills on 15-minute increments, which means if they call and get voicemail, we get charged for 15 minutes, which can add up quickly. Secondly, I did not... agree with their handling of certain matters for the district, and so I will not vote for them.
All right. Is there a motion for this item, please?
I'll go ahead and move Atkinson, Anderson, Loya, Rudd, Romo to approve the renewal of the
professional services presented by them.
We have a discussion. Can clarification, Debbie? All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to be so impersonal.
We're all friends.
Do you know why that they're charging in 15-minute increments instead of 1/10 like everyone else is doing?
I don't know. Do you? I don't know.
Because that could add up in the number of when we've seen the different emails that are produced. That could add up very quickly. Would they change that?
Can I ask them? That's what the board would
should
like.
Should we table it then until next board meeting? To get that answer?
Okay. Comfortable with that?
Okay. I don't mind tabling and bringing you back next board meeting.
Okay.
That's fine.
No problem.
Anything to save on those attorney's fees?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll table this item and you'll bring that back to us next
week. I will be happy to do that. And I'll also try to give you the answer in.
Before we go to the next item, I'd just like to take just a 2-minute quick break.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, that sounds good.
I made it.
Hope you feel better.